So see, this is a continuation of the last video, nothing new. What's happening with time? What is time? Time is just a separation. It's a machine. Time is separating the sheep from the goats. And also, time is also birthing in your next state. Every day is a cycle. So a woman, in order for a woman to have a baby, she has to have a cycle. To birth in a baby. And Apostle Paul said, I travail in birth pains until Christ be formed in you. So what is the cycle of time? He travails in birth pains until Christ be formed in you. So when a husband and wife are trying to get pregnant, they keep trying. To use the vulgar, the man keeps hitting it. And so every day you get up, you keep hitting it. The black culture, they'll say, what are you doing today? I'm just hitting it. They're trying, what do they mean by that? They mean they're just hitting it again to try to get ahead. They're trying to hit something and catch up. They're trying to catch a system. They're trying to catch a flow. In basketball, you're in the zone. I'm hitting it today. They want the flow. So the blood has to flow to have a baby, right? So the woman has to have a menstrual cycle, menstrual, menstrual. A lot of women hate men because the men rule. Sorry. And it's not going to change. I mean, if you need a man to change your oil or change your tires or change a light bulb or change an electrical breaker in your house or fix your roof, it's a man's world. Sorry, it's just the way it is. And to put up a fence, to dig a hole, to dig a French drain, whatever, you need a man to be able to do all that. So it's a man's world. And to be mad at men is to be mad at God, because God created this system, really. Yeah, man dropped himself down, but God knew before the foundation of the world what would happen. So you had night and day, up and down, male and female, Cain and Abel. You had the flesh versus the spirit. You had, it's actually a dance. Like, the night and the day is a dance. The man and woman are doing a dance. The boss and employees are doing a dance. It's just a dance. That's all it is. It's a dance. And so the dance, the tendency of Eve is she wants to rule over Adam. That's why she went into sorcery and witchcraft. Why? What is gaslighting? To demasculate Adam. Eve went into sorcery with the devil, and she thought she could be her own God, and she wanted to demasculate Adam. Adam was not into deception. Eve was. And if you really study a Jezebel or a witch long enough, they think they're doing something, but they're actually hurting themselves. That's why I say time is a separation. The witches and the warlocks, and you can actually see it on Doctor Strange, the new movie Doctor Strange. The witches and the warlocks and the sorcerers, they always destroy themselves. The drugs, the drunks, the transients, those who are trying to be their own god through drugs or drinking or sorcery or witchcraft or pharmakia or whatever, they end up destroying themselves. And so they think they're getting ahead. And like I say, they test a vampire off of other people's life force. And so these vampires, you know, if you watch a vampire movie, it's because you're surrounded by vampires. It might not be somebody actually biting somebody's neck and sucking the blood out of them, but they're actually biting your neck and sucking your soul out, you know, your spirit. It's biting, cutting. That's why when somebody has cutting remarks, they're trying to, if somebody has a cutting remark at you, right? Cutting remark. Mark goes back to the cross. And so cut, ing, remark. What is a cutting remark? It's going back to the cross. But they're using it as a as a manipulation tool. Even everything is about the cross, and you're actually eating and drinking of the cross, everything that you do. But the sorcery, the witches and the warlocks, they're using the cross to overpower you, just like the legalists. They're using the cross to put you back under law. They're trying to put you back under guilt, shame, condemnations because of what happened at the cross. You're guilty. Jesus had to die for you, the lamb slain. So all your mistakes, all your failures, all your weaknesses, all your insecurities, they do cutting remarks to try to demoralize you, to demasculate you, river you, to take you off your flow, to deflow you, to get you into bitterness. See, the witch has no power, and the warlock and sword, they have no power. They only have power if you think they have power. And they can only steal your identity if you let them. They can only steal your freedom if you let them. You're free in Christ. The devil's a defeated foe. If they can get you to think that they're winning, if they can get you to think that the devil's winning, they win. But he's already defeated. You already won. It's already finished. And so they're trying to put you back before the cross. In other words, they're trying to put you back under law. But the lamb slain before the foundation world, it was finished before the foundation world. If you can get a hold of that, you're done. If you can understand that it was finished before you were even born, and you enter into it by faith. But if you can't understand it, you'll be trying to fight for it. You'll try to please these legalists, these Jezebels. You'll try to keep up a standard, the corporations. You'll try to keep up some standard that nobody can keep. They put a standard up that they can't even keep. You'll never be able to keep it. You'll never be happy if you try to please man. Pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God. Lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. If you love pleasure, you'll always be poor. If you love, or if you got rich and you end up like Solomon, you'll find out it's vanity. Pleasure is vanity. Riches are vanity. Everything's vanity under the sun, right? The only thing that's really not vanity is God's word, winning souls, his people, the truth. And the types and shadows, when I say apply the types and shadows, there's a universal principle based on the cross. It's a sacrificial redemptive system, and it's based on agape love. It's not based on emotional love. It's based on agape love. Emotions is the sine wave. Yeah, you can have emotions, and yeah, you have compassion. You're not like the angels. The angels are looking at us saying, why are they so emotional? Why are they so up and down? But it's because, you know, when you, as a human, you have emotions, but you don't let the emotions control you. You let your mind, this is what I'm talking about. The Jezebel spirit, the Jezebel system, the narcissist, the drama queen, what are they trying to do? They're trying to destabilize you and get you like on the ocean. See, when you hit shore, you're stabilized. They want to destabilize you. Why? To get control. They want to get control. I saw some wood on the side of the road. Let me stop and do this, but I'll do another video. It's the flesh versus the spirit. Time is just a separating of the sheep and the goats. That's all it is. And it's also birthing you to your next state, your inner man, to its new state.